Okay, have some questions.
According to your simplistic theory,
yep. Yes.
Somebody to Mars in 2020, do you have any recommendations against whom we should go to war?
Very good question. Excellent. Very good. Yes. No particular recommendations at the moment, but it's inevitable that we will see, I'm pretty sure that we'll see that pattern emerging again. It's been there all those years, apart from World War II, which some bright spark pointed out.
You mentioned that essential to space exploration is government money and therefore taxes. I'd like to challenge that and suggest that, in fact, what's essential to space exploration certainly is money, but that free enterprise should be the engine of that money. What the American government will definitely be the key player in this, in now and in the future. What they need to do is deregulate their economy and stop taxing corporations, take away the barriers to spending money and research. I think we'll find the greatest leap forward in space exploration we've ever seen.
Very good. Couldn't agree more with you.
Thank you.
I sometimes go very conventional and say taxpayers' money, but in fact, deep down, what I'm saying to myself is the most likely way, the fastest, most exciting way that we can open up the solar system is to get free enterprise moving into the opportunities and the challenges. But unfortunately, you know, the first missions to Mars, it's going to be very difficult to find a return on investment.
Well, it's not waiver now, let's stay with our principles.
Yeah, right, okay. No, I want to be realistic. I would love to see it happen. I've actually gone as far. You've just been listening to Ed Stone about missions to Mars. I've actually gone as far to do the following. I mean, I absolutely agree with you all the way down the line. All the future missions to Mars every 26 months that go into orbit, descend to the surface, dig in the sand, do their various things, each of those missions needs a communications link from the surface of Mars back to the deep space network on Earth. At the moment, each mission is taking its own communications payload for transferring the data from the surface back to Earth and commands from Earth back to the surface. I have proposed to build a small satellite costing no more than $10 million Australian dollars, which a private company would put into orbit around Mars and provide telecommunications infrastructure for all future missions. In other words, at one stroke, we would have free enterprise in orbit around Mars, providing a service, a telecommunications service, to all future government-funded missions to the surface for science and engineering. It's pretty radical. I'm constantly getting shot at by the engineers and the space agencies who don't want to give up communications packages on their particular spacecraft designs. They don't trust the private sector to provide the service. They think they can do it better themselves. But there's an example. I'm glad you said that. Well done. Thank you. That gives me another hobby horse to have a go at. So I would like to see free enterprise having a go, and that might be a good example. I haven't yet asked my bank manager for a loan to start it off, but
does that mean the McDonald's on the moon pick up their pack of lunch on the way through?
Yes, indeed. Well, because now water on the moon is another good example. I mean, it is conceivable now that one could make a business out of mining water on the moon, and then providing it to say the International Space Station. You know, it's a lot easier to, in terms of energy, to take water from the moon to Earth orbit than it is from the surface of the Earth to Earth orbit. Can I just finish on a high note and tell you that I think Australia is moving into a very exciting phase in the space domain. You've got Woomera opening up again. Kistler is going to be doing his stuff. The Australian government's going to be earning lots of money from the license money that Kistler has to pay each time a satellite's launched. Don't let the Australian government just use that money for anything. Try and persuade them to open up the space arena even more for the benefit of all Australians.